Just finished this week's improver class, and tonight we were looking at the principle of eyes follows hands. And before that, what I did was I spent the first half of the class looking back at relax the hips and how it changes the angle that the body is aligned on when you play the form, as the two are interlinked. You find with beginners that their hips tend to be very square throughout the form, partly simply because they've never been shown a different way, and partly also because there's a lot of tension in most people's hips, down from the lower back, but also up from the muscle groups in the legs and the glutes into the hips as well. And as the hips learn to relax and you learn to move with the hips, what happens instead is one hip tends to be forward of the other, which naturally turns the body onto the diagonal. And the reason the two are worth looking at together in the class is because once the hips are on the diagonal, where should you be looking, and how does that affect the angle of the head? Because what we try to do, we try to keep the hips and the shoulders in alignment. I almost said square, but square implies hips and shoulders together facing square onto the imaginary opponent from the martial point of view. But the idea is the shoulders forward because the hip it sat on top of is forward, is what we're trying to do. But the moment, if you imagine yourself on a diagonal, your right shoulder forward and your left shoulder back, and both hands have come up for, say, ward off right, so your hands are up and to the right, then where does your head point? That's the question we've been looking at tonight, and introducing the students to the idea of your peripheral vision and the electrical advantages of your peripheral vision, and the health, from a martial point of view, certainly the health benefits of not having your eyes square on for avoid gouging and things like that. And it's been a fascinating class because we're getting into a level of detail now where I certainly need a lot of improvement. And I must admit, I've come out of the class very worried that I've confused the students by asking them to tend towards something that I myself are not showing strongly enough yet. That I'm squaring my hips still too often. That I'm twisting my head round to the left and to the right. And as a result, they're trying to reconcile my words with my actions, and the two don't marry up yet. And that's proving quite interesting. I've certainly learned a lot of things I've got to look at as a result of tonight's class. But how do you figure these things out? And that's the main point I want to raise tonight. Is you've got to know the roots. You've got to know why Tai Chi is the way it is. You've got to understand the fighting art, how the fighting art's meant to work. The idea that as a fighting art, Tai Chi's not, you're not meant to stand toe to toe and go square on with somebody who's ballistic. You're always looking to slip down the side of them so their energy passes by you rather than through you. And that's why the body's on the diagonal. Plus, body's on diagonal, it makes more space for you to throw your hips left and right, so you can be stronger when it's your turn to issue energy. And we don't want the head twisted left and right, because unless you've, I mean, I don't know if it's possible, but certainly at our level, to twist the head puts a twist, a certain amount of torque, all the way down the spine for us. And someone of a sufficient ability will be able to find that unnecessary tension and use it against us. And we're all about trying to find and eliminate the tension that we do not need. So know your roots, know the history, and use that to guide you to find the answers. And I hope that helps. It's certainly keeping me with lots of new things to learn.